Hey, hey, everybody. Thank y'all for another day at My Gospel Soul with Fitness Evolution featuring Trainer Ray. Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about exercise and the elderly. And a lot of people don't realize exercise and the elderly are really and very important because sometimes our elderly tend to go through things that aren't good for them, or they go through things and have injuries later on in life. They tend to fall a lot, break their hips or their legs or whatever the case may be. And we need to make sure, as me, especially people like me as trainers, or even people at home, or healthcare workers, or people at home that know anything about fitness, even if you have to get them outside to walk a little bit, you know, because just walking a little bit is very important to that person because sometimes they just want company. Regardless of the fact of what they're doing, sometimes they just want company because company keeps a lot of people going. And I've learned through life that a lot of times when you put these older people in these homes and in these places, they tend to diminish or go down real fast. And I think a lot of times because of loneliness. But, you know, in order to keep them going and keep them healthy, I think that most people should understand that there's a lot of things you can do to help the elderly, what they call now silver sneakers. But that's something that people need to learn that we can do to help the elderly be able to live longer and live a productive life. Because you got a lot of older people that have been doing things in their life, such as exercising, walking, eating right, and been living to be around for like 102, 104, whatever, you know, age there is. And we can do things to make things better for our elderly, especially keep them in some kind of shape. That's the biggest key. And there are a few things that people can do or the elderly can do. Even if you're taking care of an elderly person, you can take them and put them in a different classes that they have for silver sneakers. You know, no matter the age, something that they can do to keep themselves active. And we want to keep them active because we want to help them maintain a quality of life, no matter what the situation may be, because a lot of times they tend to lose focus, don't want to do anything, want to sit around the house, feel helpless for themselves, and things they want to do to we got to keep them focused. So what we need to do is make sure that they exercise and stay in some kind of shape because if we don't, they're going to diminish or get ill real fast. So we need to make sure to take care of these elderly people. Now, one of the things that they have, at least I'm going to go through a few different things that we can do to help the elderly live longer and live a quality life. One is they can take swimming classes. Swimming is like the world's perfect exercise because swimming in water is a lot of water resistance or weight resistance that's going to help them to work all the muscles in their body. You know, that's a good thing. You know, we don't have to put them in a whole bunch of situations because the water is their resistance. You ain't got to worry about them straining the muscle by lifting too much weight. Not lifting enough weight, but enough to keep their muscles going and keep their joints moving. That's the big key. And that's what we want to do is keep their joints moving. And that's one of the bigger things that most people don't understand. And also, you know, getting in the pool is a great way to increase their cardiovascular fitness while also strengthening those muscles. Those muscles are very important to the elderly because, you know, a lot of times they tend to fall, hurt themselves, strain muscles, and, you know, that's what we want, to keep them strong so they don't fall, don't hurt themselves, you know, strengthen those small muscles that most people don't think about. You know, it does all, also it does puts a minimal stress on their bones and joints, which is a major plus for men and women who have arthritis and osteoporosis. So these people don't realize they have arthritis, they don't have to sit around in pain, even though I know water is a temporary fix, medicine is a temporary fix. Only person that can really fix it all is God. God can take it all away from you, make you a better and stronger person, no matter the age or whatever, no matter the age, color, or creed. But for the time being, a lot of times it's good to put them in something that's going to help strengthen their muscles, especially if they have arthritis. Because arthritis is a bad thing for a lot of people. And I know some people that have arthritis, and I know it's very painful for them. And I hate to see them go through it, but just getting them out to do something to help those joints and muscles move is a good thing. Now, they also have, the second one would be yoga. With a holistic approach to fitness, yoga helps build muscle strength, aerobic fitness, core stability, and total body mobility. Yoga helps to stretch everything, you know, even though there's a lot of positions that they may not be able to get into, but they'll be surprised at the position they are able to get into. Yoga would be one of the strong suits if they wanted to get into something and help themselves to live longer, live a healthier life, or have a quality life. And yoga could be one of those very things, you know, because it's low impact and gentle on the body's joints. It's still weight-bearing, meaning that you have to support your body's weight with every posture. So it'll give them something that's weight-bearing and not just something that's just dealing with regular weights. So something that they can help themselves with by lifting their own weight. And that's one of the biggest focus, because some of them can't even lift their own weight. And it's also vital to strengthening not just your muscles but also your bones. So yoga is a good thing for a lot of the elderly, and we should consider that when it comes to putting these people in these classes, or we want them to live quality of life. So we all need to help and maintain the elderly, help them to do something, get out the house, because being in the house is not always good. Get them out. Let them go do something. You know, I know somebody now that's about 90-something years old. She loves to plant flowers. A lot of the kids, they want to keep them from planting flowers. They don't want her outside planting flowers because they're scared she might fall or hurt herself or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? So, which is cool. You know, I understand the concept. I understand what they're going through. But I understand that's their mom. But at the same time, she likes to be outside planting flowers. So why not let her do what she likes to do? Go buy her some flowers. Let her sit on the porch and plant her flowers. Let her do the things she wanna do in order to maintain her health, her life. Don't hold her back by not allowing him or her to do what they wanna do, especially if it's planting flowers. And planting flowers is a good thing because it's relaxing. She ain't got to deal with a whole bunch of lifting and straining. Ain't got to deal with a whole bunch of foolishness. So it's good to help her or him. And I keep saying her, but I mean him and her. You know, you got guys that like to plant flowers too. So that don't take it away from them, because if you take it from them, that tends to bring them down. I think, you know, it makes people not want to do anything, make them not want to be active, and it breaks them down faster. And I hate to see them go down faster. So, you know, it's good to keep them doing something. You know, some gyms offer Pilates, and they're going to take time with them, you know. And sometimes they'll design classes for first-timers, which is important to those interested in classes. There's something that can help them with the springs, using springs and bars and straps. There's a whole bunch of different things come with Pilates that a lot of people don't realize. And we used to have one in the gym in Texas. Man, Pilates class is off the chain. But it's good to have something for them to do. Now, another thing is weight training, body weight training, that is. You know that one out of every three older adults experience severe muscle loss. Once you reach a certain age, your body starts to lose muscle anyway. The studies say once you start reaching 40 and above, your body starts to deteriorate muscle anyway, regardless of the fact, because you're getting older. And older people tend to have a severe muscle loss. So when it comes to fighting age-related abdominal fat, a marker for overall health, you know, something to do body weight training. And we need to be cautious, or we need to be very aware of what we're giving them and how to give it to them, because we want to make sure that our elderly, or silver sneakers as we want to call them, do something to maintain muscle, or help maintain some muscle, you know, because but they still have severe muscle loss. But we want to do something to help them maintain muscle and be stronger and be able to do a lot more things than that they want to do, instead of having them sitting around the house and doing nothing. A lot of them sit around and watch TV, you know. You got simple bodyweight exercises such as chair squats. That's helping them sit up, sit down, and stand up and sit down. Stand up and sit down. It helps strengthen those quad muscles. Single leg stands, wall push-ups, stair climbing. Also, would do a great job, you know, keeping their body strong and ready to tackle everyday activities. These are small things that are very important to our elderly, because we need to have them in our lives longer. I know, you know, we all know that they can't be in our life forever. But while they're here, why not make it their best part of their life? You know, keep them strong, keep them motivated, keep them active in what they want to do in life. Like I said, even if you do simple exercise like chair squats, people don't realize how beneficial, how important that could be to helping them sit down and stand up. Sit down, stand up. Sit down and stand up, because it helps strengthen those muscles, those quad muscles. Make their legs stronger, so when they're walking, they don't tend to fall over fast, or, you know, do little things, find an unstable surface. Like they have little, they're called like Bosu balls, or little rubber balls that are full of air. You know, have them stand on it, but hold them. Hold their hands, or make them stand up against a wall to position themselves so they don't fall. You don't want to put them in a position to where they can fall over and hurt themselves. But you want to strengthen all the little muscles, especially because the little muscles play a very important part in their body, especially something that's going to keep them from falling over and hurting themselves. So we want to make sure we keep them active and doing something and giving them a better quality of life. Now, they also have a resistant band workouts, you know, and some places don't have them. Some gyms don't, but you can order them. They don't cost very much. And resistance band training would be good for them. You know, bands can help challenge their muscles in ways you might not be able to do with equipment, with free weights, with free training. When it comes to strengthening their back, improving your posture, rolls, other pulling motions is vital. Hard to do if you don't have any exercise equipment on hand. So, you know, resistance bands are good. People don't realize how important they are. If you see some resistance bands, you know, if you get an elderly into a gym, or if he's with the right trainer, he's going to learn that resistance bands can be just as well as free weights or anything else that they use. So we want to always keep them focused and able to use different exercises, different machines, instead of having to worry about a machine, especially being elderly. Instead of them having to use a machine, they can use bands and not hurt themselves, because they got bands that are lightweight that they can use to curl, push over their head, or whatever the case may be. So we want to do something to help them stay motivated and stay strong. And the more we help, the better they are having a quality life. Now, walking. Now, I'm going to tell you, walking. Even if you don't find time to have a structured workout, walking is good. You can likely have time to put one foot in front of the other to get where you need to go. You can move by just walking. They don't have to be just sitting there. They can go walk around the block. You can take them walk around the house. You can take them walk up and down the street from corner to corner. You can take them and walk down the, if you got a driveway, walk them down the driveway, walk them to the mailbox. You know, there's always something to do, because a lot of times within their life, it requires them to do some walking. And walking is very, very important. So if we're doing what we can to make them have a healthier quality of life, elderly, we need to just get them out doing walking. A lot of them can't do no heavy lifting. they can't do anything strenuous because we don't want to hurt them or put them in a position where they got to go to the doctor and deal with a lot of bills. You know, 9 out of 10, they already got bills. But we want to keep them strong and keep them motivated to be able to do anything that they would like to do, you know. And for anybody that may have just gotten on, you know, we're talking about exercise and the elderly. And exercising in the elderly is very important because, you know, our elderly are our lifeline a lot of times with our families because they've been around and seen a lot of things that we've never seen. Or they're able to tell you things about your family that you may not even know about your family because them the ones that have our, they're our roots. Those are the ones we should help keep strong and make them focus and keep them around, you know, help them to be around longer to have, live a quality of life, have a better quality of life, as people would say. So now, you know, just taking them and have them walk, it doesn't matter how old they are. You know, you got some elderly people that are older that do things already. They already motivated. They walk. They go places. They always doing what they want to do, and that's good. But when they get older now, you know, at times, sometimes when they get older, the body tends to wear down, hurt more, backs hurt more. So you want to make sure that they stay active. And it's good to keep them doing something. Even if you just take them to a park, just to walk with them. I ain't saying they no puppy or nothing. But, you know, just do something with them. Take them out to the park. You ain't got to put them on a leash. Just take them out there and walk with them and talk with them, you know. Learn. Sometimes actually it's good and very important if you're walking with them because you can learn some things. Talk about your family. Talk about roots. Talk about people that you didn't know about, you know, family that you may not know about, family that you just found out was your relatives, don't know how they're your relatives, but those are the people that can actually help you get to where you want to be. Another low-impact exercise is cycling. Cycling is ideal for those who want to increase their leg strength but can't run or engage in high-impact sports, you know, especially due to osteoporosis, joint issues, arthritis, different things, you know. And cycling also improves cardiovascular health. Helps to get their heart rate up. Now, I've seen some older people, man, when I was in Texas. And you see these older dudes look like they're about 90 years old, but they be on their bicycle riding down the highway like they 20 years old. Knowing if he stopped too fast, that motherfucker gonna fall over. But no, on the serious side, you know, it's good to see them out there doing something, especially cycling, because cycling takes a lot out of you because that requires a lot of energy and a lot of leg strength. Even if you do cycling, you know, and technically if you don't want to take them out and let them be out and about, which would be good because it's fresh air, get them a cycle, a cycling bike, give them something they can do inside the house, something they can get on, exercise, get a little exercise. But it's good to have them outside because that fresh air would be good for them. They can see different things because I'm sure they're going to get tired of seeing four walls in their house, four walls, a TV, a kitchen, you know. 9 out of 10, they don't want to see their couch. You can be like, shoot, I'm going to go and sit down and watch the Western or something. They ain't nothing. So it's good to get them out and have them able to see things, see different people, see people walking around, see, listen to the birds chirping and the dogs barking, you know, anything they can do to get them out of the house. Now, you know, for they do have what they call silver sneaker classes. It's a strength and aerobic class that they have, you know, and that's a group of older people that get together. They do strength and aerobic classes, you know, and it's good because they get to talk to other people of their age, people that they can relate to, people that they might have known for a long time, and they all in the same class. It makes the class more enjoyable, you know. True enough, now you get a bunch of older people together, you know, they might want to talk a lot instead of exercise, but you know, you get them in there doing a few little exercises, and they probably won't even realize that they are actually working out and bettering. Increasing their health because they're talking and they're not thinking about the workout. They're talking to their friends or they're talking to people that are of the same age or caliber or have the same issues and not realizing that they are doing something that's very good for their health to help them get themselves into some kind of shape. Now, personal training. We have personal trainers like myself that will teach classes or have talk classes for elderly. I mean, one of my clients, I know she's about 71, Adelaide about 71. She had a pacemaker in her chest and still active, though. She wanted to do leg squats like the regular person. I had to calm her down. Hold up. You can't push all that weight, you know. You know, she's carrying a pacemaker in her chest. I said, you know, it ain't much you really can do for her if something to happen to her, but, you know, you don't want nothing to happen to her. But the fact that she wanted to exercise was the key. Her son was a paramedic at the same time, too. You know, he would come check on her, but he wanted her to exercise, and he wanted her to train with me. So I would take her, work her out. She would laugh and giggle because she was a sweet lady. And just watching her get her exercise on at 71 years old with a pacemaker, it makes you feel good, or me as a trainer feel good, because I saw her doing something that most people her age weren't doing. You know, she get more attention if you do like an instructional group class, you put in a group class, or if she's working with a personal trainer. You know, personal training is a great path to fun and fitness. We can have fun. People think personal training is all about, it is structure, but it's not about 1, 2, let's go, don't move, don't turn your head, you know, no, but it's about having fun, talking with them, making them laugh, and watching their face and see the excitement in their face when they realize they can do certain exercises, leg presses, or give her some 3-pound dumbbells and she lifting them over her head, or doing a wall squat, or sit down on the benches and stuff, up and down, something to help her or him to get in some kind of shape. Now, for the callers that are out there that are listening, if you have any questions, you can press 1. And I can answer any question that you may have if you have any questions. But back to personal training, you know, and it's good to have a client on that wants to do things in life. I've had a couple of them. Actually, she's not the only one that was old. I had a guy, he was like the police chief of the Mansfield School District in Texas. And they, He was a good guy. He was an older guy, but he was in pretty good shape. You know, he's a police chief of the Mansfield School District. You know, they had their own specific school district in Texas. And he was pretty good. You know, he liked to work out and play golf with a bunch of other guys. And he's real good, you know, and it's good to see those guys, like I said, out here working out and trying to take charge of their life, because they could be just sitting at home watching reruns of Gunsmoke or something all day. Or they could be sitting at home feeding their face or not being able to help themselves. But, you know, my whole point of today's subject is because we got a lot of older people I see a lot around town that on walkers, in wheelchairs, can't do much for themselves, which there ain't no problem with people taking care of them. But, you know, it's our job to take care of our elderly. But when we got elderly out here that you see them walking or trying to walk, and they're in walkers or in wheelchairs, they want to get around, and they look like they're depressed, because a lot of times they are depressed because they can't do what they used to do. They can't do what they want to do because they don't have the ability to do what they want to do. So it's our job as the youth to help our elderly get into some kind of shape, to help them want to do things in life, want to stay mobile, want to keep moving at all times. And like I said, I've seen classes in Texas where they have, you know, different events where they have silver sneaker classes, you know, for aerobics and exercises. Here where I live in Mississippi, you know, they even have a gym that teach exercise class for the older people in the mornings. I'm not sure if it's going on right now, but because of, you know, the coronavirus and stuff. But there are things out there that people can do, especially as our elderly, in order to keep them healthy. And we need to focus on that. You know, me being a trainer, I love to see elderly people doing something or trying to take charge of their life, because they're not always able to do what they want to do because life. You know, they get arthritis, osteoporosis. Some of them get depressed. Their bones and joints ache. Your back's hurt, shoulders hurt. That's because of all of inactivity. And we want to get our elderly as active as we possibly can in order to keep them around for the longer haul. You know, like I say, the elderly, they are our roots. They are our people that can teach us and tell us about things that we didn't know about family members that we didn't know about, people that we can get to know that we didn't know about, you know, things in life that we never seen and ain't seen, you know, having them around is always a good thing, is a plus. And I really appreciate the fact that you do have guys or girls that are out there that are trainers, that are helping these elderly or older people or silver sneakers, whatever, do their thing, because they are motivated enough to help them stay moving, having a healthier quality of life. And we want to always strive for that. Now, I really appreciate the time that I've taken here, or appreciate the people that have listened to me talk about exercising the elderly. And if you ever have any questions, you can always hit me up on fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, or you can go to my website, I mean, go to my Facebook page, Fitness Evolution LLC, and you can contact me also. My phone number is 662-497-6807. Again, you can call me at 662-497-6807 and help. And if you have any questions, I can help you with whatever need you need help with, whether it's dealing with you and your elderly grandmother or grandfather or somebody, or if it's just dealing with you yourself. But I'd like to thank the people that have listened to me on this show today. And I really appreciate the time. If you have any questions, again, you can please, you can contact me at any time. And thank y'all for listening, and hope to hear from y'all soon. And this is Trainer Ray, featuring Through My Gospel Soul with Fitness Evolution, featuring the trainer, Trainer Ray. And I'm out.